Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you could give me 60 seconds on the Flyers' new mascot, Ike.
Go ahead.
If I was to, out of 10, Ben, I don't know what you think about this. His name's Gritty. I would say that he looks like the Philly Fanatic, but Flyers Philly Fanatic. But he has like dizzy, googly eyes that kind of go all over the place. If I was to grade it out of 10, I don't think I could – there's a number I could go because 10's not enough. And I'm serious. This is a genius move. I would have figured that the Flyers would have came out with some boring, stupid mascot that all their fans would be like, oh, yeah, it's great. Let's go, Flyers. Right? Instead, everybody's mad on Twitter. Other teams are making fun of the Flyers. This is like the Philly Fanatic. This is, if you would have seen the Philly Fanatic in 1970, you would have said it's the dumbest idea of all time. And it's the best mascot in sports. This is now the second best mascot in sports, Gritty.
You want me to stab you with something over here?
Tell me why. Tell me why. No, I don't want to get too deep into this because we're
Eagles. Oh, no, we're going to spend the next hour and a half on this.
Let's make sure. What's wrong with Gritty?
No, what's right with Gritty? You talking about what's wrong with Gritty? Hold on. We got Flyer fans in here. And just by a show of hands, how many of you approve of Gritty?
Gritty the new man, I don't think they can hear. Right? It's amazing.
No, I got three thumbs down over there. You guys approve of Gritty, the new mascot? Okay, I'm going to take that as a no. That isn't.
Pretty much, Gritty is.
Did you just compare Gritty to the Fanatic?
No, I'm saying the same way. If the Fanatic came into existence today, everybody would be having the same stupid reaction they are for Gritty, right?
Dude,
they have the same mannerisms. He shakes the belly just like the Fanatic.
Well, he's a Fanatic knockoff.
Listen,
first of all, he's trying to copy the Fanatic.
Correct.
And he looks 10 times scarier than the damn Fanatic. Like, what kid is going to run up to Gritty and be like, yay, yay, no.
A Flyers fan.
Every kid is going to break out in tears the moment that thing gets near them. You kidding me?
Honest to God, I'm not saying it for effect.
The moment he starts shooting T-shirts into the crowd from the ice, every fan will start throwing T-shirts right back at him.
This is the best move the Flyers have made since getting Lindros, and that was in 1992.
It's the worst move they made since they gave out those damn bracelets a couple years ago they littered the ice with. You kidding me?
That wasn't a good idea.
Boy, I tell you, Gritty better have an umbrella when he rolls out there on that ice. Gritty.
Yeah,
that thing, listen, it has to at least be a toy that you want to give the kids, right? Like the idea is that you'll shrink that thing and it becomes some sort of souvenir that kids want to take home, like the Fanatic. My daughter loves the Fanatic. Shout out to Auntie Cindy Lou, who always gives me Fanatic stuff for my daughter Jada. And it's been that way since she was like 3 or 4 years old. Never scared of the Fanatic. The Fanatic looks welcoming. It looks warm. It looks fun-loving. I mean, Gritty, are you
Maybe.
Kidding me? Wait till I show my daughter Gritty tonight. And she's 12 now. That thing may give her nightmares.
Well, whatever.
I thought it was something they were bringing out for Halloween.
So hold on a
it's
second.
It's like somebody should put on my damn porch to scare away the ghouls and the goblins.
What was your reaction to Willie Moose? I mean, seriously, they...
Now, this is the worst thing since that.
Adam Aaron had Willie
that
Moose.
That was terrible. Yeah, that was terrible.
They had the dumbest mascot ideas of all time.
Willie Moose, not Willie Moose.
Whatever his name was, that was terrible.
Yeah, shut up, Ben. I don't even want you. The Penguins had a new mascot, I'd ask you. You're not even a Flyer fan. I'm telling you, this was a great idea. I'll give the Flyers a lot of credit. The buzz they're getting on social media right now is all the blogs are writing about it. Everybody has the video. He skates out like a crazy man. Dude, this is awesome. I might become a Flyers fan.
Hold on. Did they replace the Flyers ice girls?
No, he'll scare them off the ice. Oh, man. All right. So that's for – we'll continue this later this week. But I'll say this.
Flyers back on the ice tonight.
Eagles fans, Yeah, we don't need to talk about the mascot. Eagles fans, I'm just going to say this. I am happy, and I'm glad that they're 2-1. Ike said that the Eagles are fortunate to be 2-1 right now based on, I think, everything.
Well,
right?
We'll take it. Yeah, they are fortunate.
We'll take it. You could say that they're lucky. You're nervous about this right now, but I'll keep it really simple. All right? This team right now, as constituted, and you can bring back Alshon Jeffrey and add him to the list, this team's not good enough to win a Super Bowl this year. They're not. They do not have enough talent right now in this team. And Howie Roseman better do what he needs to do to upgrade right now or whenever he can. And there's a guy out there like Le'Veon Bell. Yeah. When you're going for it, you don't mind trading the prospect in baseball to get the slugger before the trade deadline. Then he leaves. You don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. Now, when he leaves and you'll win the Super Bowl or win the World Series, you're upset about it, but you went for it anyway. Go for it with Le'Veon Bell right now. Go out and get him. The Steelers are inquiring. They're taking trade offers. Go get him right now.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that. Obviously, you want to know what type of compensation they're giving up for him.
Second-round pick.
Can't do that one.
Bye-bye. And you can move Nick Foles to help move that second-round pick. So you get a third, maybe, from the 49ers. Right, Jimmy G goes down.
We're not moving Nick Foles, man.
Nick Foles for a third. And then you use that for next year. 888-729-9494.
I saw Nate today, too. I started to say, Nate, how's that arm feeling, man?
888-729.
He looks just like Nick.
They do.
My God.
They do. If you didn't know what Nick looked like, you only seen him once or twice, and you saw Nate once or twice, you really wouldn't
looks
know.
Looks just like him.
Mike in Vineland, New Jersey. Mike, is this team good enough?
Actually, no.
Damn.
Absolutely 100% no. Not good at all. They need some weapons. Have you seen what the Rams is putting on the field this
exactly
year?
Exactly right.
Ooh-wee. Well, Rams look scary.
My thing is Ike. And you know, I'm a long time listener, first time caller. But Ike, you can pretty much give me some insight to this.
Okay.
To be honest, what would make us think that Bell would suit up for us for 1 year if he's not willing to take that chance for the team that he plays for now? He's looking for guaranteed money, just like the running back in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so, hell, even more.
Yeah, so he wants more than that. Second, to be honest with you, the rest of the other teams probably would want to do that. That's not going to get it done.
No, you're right. I think it's I'm not in total disagreement with my partner's sentiment of wanting to go after Le'Veon Bell. I've had more time to think about it over the weekend. I still like the idea of doing it because you're saying we're going for it and I'm not really thinking about next year. That's not really how the Eagles operate. Hey, here's the tricky thing with Le'Veon and his situation now that it's gotten to this point. When you've made the decision that you're going to forfeit nearly $900,000 a week, you are committed to this. Like, he's made the decision that I'm not putting my body in harm's way. I'll come back to play the required amount of games I need to play to get credit for this season so that I can be a free agent in 2019. He has basically said, I will not be overused. I will not allow my body to be used up before I'm compensated the way that I want to be compensated. And if that means I'm going to forfeit nearly $10 million by sitting out 10 games, then that's what I'm going to do. Like, he's already committed to this thing. So my thought process is that even if you traded for him, he's still not going to come play for us.
Yeah, because you would have to work that out before.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he knows the system in Pittsburgh.
Right.
Like, so if he's not willing to put it on the line for those teammates and those coaches, you know, why would he come to a new team and then all of a sudden say, well, I'm going to let you guys use me up, wind up getting injured, and then I still can't get paid?
Yeah.
Like, that's the problem with what he's decided he's going to do with the 2018 season. Like, he's taking a serious chance here with this stance. Now, some team will be desperate enough to pay for him this offseason, and that's what he's banking on. He's banking on there'll be one team out there that's going to be willing to pay him what he's looking for.
Let's go to AJ in West Philadelphia. AJ!
John Mark.
Hey.
What's up with you?
What's up, AJ?
What's up, man?
What's up, brother?
I had to call this because, one, you said two statements got me in my bag. One, the Eagles don't got enough talent to repeat. Are you crazy? We got the talent without Le'Veon Bell to repeat. We don't need that guy. We got Jay and John. Corey Clement, don't let Josh Adams start running. Our running backs are fine. And I love when we signed Jordan Matthews. I think that just solidified our wide receivers once everybody become healthy. I think we good on this aspect, Cousins, about repeating with the roster we got. And you trying to trade Nick Foles? You trying to have half the town come after you, John Mark, trying to trade Nick Foles? What's wrong with you? I don't care what about the draft picks, and we set up.
Here's what's wrong with me. Right now, I don't think status quo, you're good enough to win, and if that means that you're trading a quarterback that's probably not going to be here next year, and you can get something to offset, AJ, right now, when I watch this team, if you were to call today and say, listen, I hear what you're saying, but you have to wait. It's a long season. They may be okay. Then I could be like, all right, that makes sense. What you're watching right now, they do not have enough talent to win, man. They don't. They don't look like the same team.
When you talk about that, I got a football player sitting right next to me. Yo, Ike, they had Paul Perkins at the X receiver. Imagine that being Alshon Jeffrey or whoever else you want to put in there. Do those plays not look 100% better with the Alshon? You got the pieces right there, do you not? In the backfield and receivers and tight ends right now to win a Super Bowl.
They aren't – I'm with you on talent-wise. They may have enough. They just aren't playing that way right now. I think you're listening. We're holding out for Alshon to come back, and we're hoping this offense is going to be a lot more explosive. Boy, how many times are we going to call Joshua Perkins Paul Perkins?
At least you're not calling him Sam Perkins.
Yeah.
Or would that be better?
Yeah. But even I've called him Paul Perkins a couple of times myself. I don't even think Paul Perkins is in the league anymore.
Well, no, and now you confuse me.
It's Joshua Perkins.
You confused me because now, before I was calling him by the right name, but now I'm confused because you've been using the other name, and then I was calling him Sam.
Right.
And I can't remember what his real name is.
It's now. Joshua Perkins.
It is Josh.
Yes.
All right. I just figured out Josh Adams' name for
right.
So I know him without having to think about it. Now, the Perkins, I'm...
Well, no, AJ's not...
We just call him Perkins?
Yeah, AJ's not the only one who calls him Paul Perkins. I've heard plenty of us call him Paul
Perkins.
I have.
Yeah.
That's the former running back that the Giants drafted out of UCLA, I believe.
And the only reason we know that is because fantasy football, because some of us drafted him thinking he was going to be a diamond in the rough.
Yep.
He was.
I don't even think he's in the league anymore.
He was rough.
Yeah, he was rough, all right. Yep.
Mike and Lansdale. Mike, does this team have enough?
Hey, guys.
As currently constituted?
What
do you think,
Mike?
Man?
Hey, guys. I do want to talk Eagles, but I just Googled Gritty, and I got to say, man, I love him. I think he's awesome.
Wow.
He's a cross between Chucky the Doll and the Phillies fanatic, you know?
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Let me take another look at Gritty. Did I look at him wrong?
Did you see where he came in on the skates?
Yes.
It was amazing.
Oh, stop.
As opposed to what? What's your idea for a Flyers mascot? Something boring?
The Ice Girls?
Well, they'll still have them, but they need an official mascot, right?
Why?
Well, you want hip hop on skates with that stupid rabbit that they had?
Hey, look, I think he looks great. Hey, get back to the Eagles. I couldn't agree with you guys more in just football in general. Cornerbacks, they say lockdown cornerbacks. I don't think there's such thing as a lockdown cornerback anymore in this league.
Not anymore,
The rules and everything.
Yeah, not anymore.
There's no such thing.
Yeah.
It's such a tough job. These guys got to follow them out, and they got to run these routes. They got to follow the routes, then they got to turn their head around while they're running. It's tough. I mean, I feel for them out there, to be honest with you.
Okay, I just took another look at Gritty, man.
Are you changing?
No. As a matter of fact, I'm dug in.
He does the Philly. You know when the Philly fanatic does the belly thing?
Yeah.
Mike, where he like kind of puts his belly out and he wiggles his hips around? That's one of his go-to moves, Gritty.
That's one of his go-to moves.
I wonder if our buddy, our friend of the Philly fanatic's a friend of Gritty. Maybe he could pick up some extra shifts. They seem to be doing some of the same stuff. All right, Mike, appreciate it, man.
Well, he's right about the cornerbacks, right? It is difficult to play corner in this league. I mentioned that earlier, and he's right. Lockdown corner, Jalen Ramsey is the closest you'll get to a lockdown corner.
Yep.
Speaking of corners, the Rams lost both of their corners yesterday. Not for the season, but they may be out for a little while.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. Now, as far as you're right, the corner has almost been is it just kind of you're going through that time where you just don't have a couple of the top guys like you do from time to time, or is it the game has almost taken them away? You're right. You're like,
oh, it's the game.
Is it the game?
Oh, yeah, it's the rules. Yeah, no doubt about it. It's the rules in the game really don't allow you to be as physical as you used to be with corners. And they don't want these guys restricted. They don't. It's the same thing with the whole quarterback. Laying the quarterback down. Clay Matthews. Boy, poor Clay Matthews. Three games in a row, Clay Matthews has been called for roughing the quarterback.
Yeah, this past one was bogus.
Nah, they got it right again.
Yeah, but see, using it right there,
mm-hmm.
I just like. So what do you? So what's the weight that you have to do, right? Because here's what happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
A Dolphins defensive end, intentionally knowing the rules, tried to kind of roll off Derek Carr without his body weight going down on him. Mm-hmm. Tore his ACL.
Right.
His foot got locked up and stuck in the turf,
mm-hmm.
and he tore his ACL. So what exactly
That's
is?
That's just a freak accident.
Yeah, but it's a freak accident because he's worried about you're thinking about this while going out and playing. Like, literally, he's thinking about it as he's about to make a tackle. And that's
what they want you to do.
I know, but here's what I'll say. It's tough on the players, being a former defensive player, because you mm-hmm. just want to go out there and play with instinct and everything else, and you got to be smart. But now mm-hmm. these guys are actually, he's in the air about to hit the quarterback, and he's stopping what he's doing because they don't want to cost his team.
Yeah. That's good.
Jimmy Garoppolo torn ACL.
That's what the league wants. They don't want you power driving these guys into the ground, putting all your weight on them. They don't want that, man.
So how much weight can you put on?
They don't want you putting any weight on them.
Nothing.
It is what it is. And if you have a guy like Carson Wentz, I don't want a defensive lineman, a linebacker, driving Carson Wentz into the ground.
I agree with you.
And him getting a separated shoulder, broken clavicle, any of that stuff. I don't want that either.
I agree with you, but at the same time, it's still football. It's still a physical game. So if it's like you feel like it's 50%, I mean, it just naturally with momentum and everything else, if your body weight falls on him, what are you supposed to do about it? Supposed to, like, after hitting him, take your hands off and let him fall?
Here's the thing. Clay Matthews didn't have to land on top of Alex Smith the way that he did. That I know.
It did not feel excessive to me watching it.
But by the letter of the new rule,
it is.
They are going to call that.
Well, I agree with you there.
And so Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Carson Wentz.
Right.
They don't want these guys on the sideline for the season. They want them playing. It's the most important position in all of sports, certainly the most important position to these NFL coaches and the owners. See, here's the thing the fans don't understand. These owners don't want to invest $80 million guaranteed to a franchise quarterback and have some defensive lineman or linebacker knock the guy out for the rest of the year. We do realize the owners have to approve these rules that are in place.
Of course.
So it's what they want.
It's better for the game. It's just it's more or less now, it's the players that have played like this their whole life. They have to change, and then the players that are coming up will know once they get in the league, or it'll be like that in college, I'm guessing, at some point. They'll have to transfer that rule down.
You got to throw them to the ground, man.
I guess so.
Just throw them to the ground.
So look at this. I declare Gritty the best thing the Flyers have done since Eric Lindros. And the original best friend of the Fanatic, Dave Raymond, calls in. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Dave?
I bet you're going to approve of Gritty, Dave.
Well, listen. I love Ike's comments virtually all the time, but he's wrong on this one. And Ike, I bet you on your Twitter feed, you said he was going to be out, Gritty was going to be out by 2019. So
I did.
You know, it's put up or shut up time. If he's out by 2009, before 2019's over, I'll buy you dinner at Del Fresco's.
Okay.
Menu's wide open. But if he's still here by 2019, you got to buy me and my wife dinner at Del Fresco's. All right? So
no, that's not going to happen.
Two for one.
Oh, come on.
Not going to happen.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Because the Flyers may be committed to this ugly thing. I just gave my opinion. I'm not willing to lay money down on this thing.
Typical of you, Michigan Staters. You know, they can't back up anything. Come on. My dad and mom both graduated from Michigan, so you know
Hold on, Dave. I'll just wait until the middle of October, like I have for the last 12 years, and then I'll send you guys back to Ann Arbor crying like we typically do.
We'll see.
I mean, that's the way it's been over the last decade.
I got it. Things change, as you know. Things change. You know, you get up on your high horse every now and then, and you get knocked off.
Okay.
So we'll see.
I got you.
But anyway, so look, I love Gritty. Remember now, fellas, this is for developing new Flyers fans. I love hockey. I think hockey's probably set up to be loved by the youth today better than any other sport, maybe other than football. I'm a football guy. You know, I grew up the son of a football coach. I was a great football player. That's why I turned into a kicker. But you know how that goes. That's how my dad told me you're going to play. You're going to play as your kicker. But so this Gritty is for the kids, man. And he's awesome. The performer inside, or the best friend of Gritty, is an awesome, awesome performer, and it's going to do great if you guys just let the haters hate.
Ike.
The kids will love him, and he can dance, he can do crazy things, and they're going to do something really funny at the game today to take on, you know, the Twitter realm. If you think what Jimmy Fallon does every now and then with mean tweets.
That may
be happening tonight, so that's what I hear anyway. So that would be funny, right?
You know, yeah.
Take it head on.
Yeah, that would be funny. Should I put out a different tweet so he can read mine?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Put out your everybody out there that's hating, go ahead, put it out there now. All right.
Here's what I said. I was just interviewed by the Inquirer about this, and I said, you know what? Let's get rid of the tweets that just aren't fun, like, hey, he sucks. I mean, let's have a little intelligence. Come up with a really funny meme.
Funny, team, right? Yeah.
And they may use it at the game. Who knows? But we got to get a little more intelligent, right? So that's a good time. Let's go back to the good news. The good news is the Eagles are doing great, and I think Carson Wentz proved that he is what we all know that he is, and it's going to go on from here. And I'm going to make a prediction. I don't want to ruin anything, but I believe we're going to get to the NFC Championship game. That's just my own humble opinion.
All right.
Where we go from there, I think we got a chance to do that. I believe that the Rams are scary, but we're going to get scary too.
All right, Dave.
All right.
Good to hear from you, brother.
Appreciate you taking up for Gritty.
Thanks for handling me on a slow news day.
All right. Well, listen, definitely not a slow news day. Who would have thought we were? Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We got Eagles right here that I want to talk about, and people want to talk about Gritty. Right, and Mac now puts out a tweet. Worst attempt at a mascot, you decide. And he puts, which one's this?
That's the moose, right?
No, it's a dog.
Oh,
is that Franklin?
Franklin the dog, yeah.
Well,
yeah, the Sixers struck out several times with that mascot.
Yeah,
they were trying to change it.
I don't want to rip Franklin, but, I mean, you know.
Although, I like the new dog they brought. What's his name? Clifford?
It's Franklin. No, that's not Franklin.
That's not Franklin.
That's another
man.
Dog.
Yeah, that's a different dog.
So this is for Ben and Mac now, and TK and you, Ike,
and me,
and everybody else that wants to rip Gritty.
What did I do?
Here's everybody else that wants to rip Gritty. Remember these takes, all right? Remember this, Glenn, when Gritty becomes a star in this town, all right? Ripping Gritty,
a star.
I want to know: are people going to boo Gritty? Like when he comes,
they're
going to
love him.
Fans going to boo?
No, they're going to love
him.
No,
I don't think Flyer fans will boo Gritty.
Why would you? No. Nitty's a star.
Why Flyers fans would boo somebody?
Well, like, they're not really the booing type.
Exactly.
They booed the ice guys when they tried to.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I would have booed them too. Although I'm sure you was in there cheering, Ben. I would have booed those. Remember they tried to get rid of the ice girls?
Yeah. Why would they do that?
Are they called the ice girls?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Think so. I think so.
I have no idea.
Markson Reese on 94 WIPAC1 Philadelphia, broadcasting away from our Tasty Cake Studios. We're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. The Brandon Graham Show at 6 o'clock. And Ike is in the Players Lounge with Lane Johnson, who also tweeted out a picture of Gritty.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, check out Lano's tweet.
How did Lane feel about Gritty?
What's I'm saying? Lane Johnson's tweeting out pictures of Gritty.
Well, did he like him?
7 o'clock, find out. Barrett Brooks, Ike, and Lane Johnson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.